what I realized what was occurring was that this money that the central banks were creating, with it being many multiples of any economic growth, it meant that this velocity had flipped, inverted, as I would say, where the money creation was now much higher than any economic growth. Right. So what happens then? It seems to me that the money goes into things that are actually hurting the real economy, right, not helping the economy, hurting the real economy, and going into warfare, which is what we've seen. The same thing was happening going into the 20th century. So it seems to go into a different geopolitical macro kind of environment when the transmission is no longer working for the real economy, that it's time to hurt people and break things. The way to unwind this is to go back to how it was done and to reverse what was done. What we need is really, it was done on the state level in the U.S. This is the beauty of the federal system in the U.S. There is the potential for people in any state to reverse the changes made to the UCC and to say this would be illegal. I believe what has to happen is we have to have attorneys, prosecutors, and judges that become personally outraged about this. When you realize that this is real, the first instinct is, how can I run? How can I hide? How can I protect myself? My big message is,
you can't.
Ultimately, you can't, just as you said. And that is like the next step that people have to get to. And that means that we have to face up to this.
Yes. One of the things I find shocking about the reaction to your book,
yeah,
is people who should have known for the last 20 years that this was all working up to a you know, the World Economic Forum has made it very clear, as you make clear in your book, you know, it's 2030, you have no assets.
Yeah.
I mean, why was that message not getting through before?
We are headed towards something without people being fully conscious of what's about to happen.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so even the people at the top of this, if they pull this down, they will be destroyed by their own hand if they do this. It can't possibly go well. Now, this is the hope for us all, oddly enough, by injuring everyone globally, all the way to the top of the system, and at the same time, divide and rule breaks down for the first time in human history. It's always worked if you could injure a set of people over here, but these other people are living under the illusion that it's being done for their benefit.
Right.
In this case, by injuring people all the way to the top of the system, this is what creates the turning point. And we can see it's been done before. I mean, look at the Russian Revolution. Ultimately, the people, the wealthy, will not be protected. In fact, that is the kind of last divide and rule exploitation, is that the people in the middle, former middle class, that have been destroyed, and all the people at the bottom that already knew all this, they will have no sympathy at all for the wealthy that are being taken apart in the last phase of this.
And the little secret is that tyranny is so wasteful and expensive. In fact, if you can stop them and start to rebuild bottom up, there's plenty of wealth. There's no economic problem here other than the parasite.
Absolutely. I second that strongly. I think
right,
the reality is everything gets better immediately.
Right.
If you just stop. So principles, give people back their own stuff. You have all the records of who owns what. People get their own stuff back. Number two, stop hurting people.
It's amazing what could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let markets work.